Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know what enticed me to write it? You silly.
Come back.
Guys.
Girls.
This is it.
This is the announcement you've been waiting for. Let's go.
Come on.
Let's go.
It's happening.
It actually finally is happening, guys. Drum roll, please.
Your daddies
are going
to
America!
We're coming to America,
North
guys.
North America.
Yeah, North America.
Let's clarify, North
yeah,
America.
Brazilians, chill.
Yeah. Brazil, not yet.
Yeah. Guys, we are coming to the US of A.
Finally,
your questions have been answered. Your prayers have been answered. Daddies are coming home.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so listen close.
Listen well.
The daddy's home tour. Oh, God. The daddy's home tour is coming to North America.
We've got okay? 15 dates for you, man.
15 dates summer. Starting off in Dallas, Texas on the 11th of July. That's where we're cooking.
Then we head over to Houston.
Then Charlotte.
Then Phoenix.
Then LA.
Then Seattle.
Then Orlando.
Then Fort Lauderdale.
Then Atlanta.
Then Chicago.
Then Toronto.
Detroit.
Washington.
Philadelphia.
And then we're going to finish off August 10th in New York.
New York City, baby. So tickets go on sale this Friday, guys. This Friday, the 26th of April, 10 a.m. local times.
But of course, Patreon, you already know, you're going to get it early.
Come
on. So you guys are going to get it on Wednesday, the 24th.
Yes, sir. And if you guys subscribe to the SNG mailing list at shitsandgigs.co.uk, you can get access on Thursday.
Right, guys. So I know it's a lot to digest.
Yeah.
It's a lot to process.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is go to shitsandgigs.co.uk/live.
Mm-hmm.
All the information is on there.
Yes, sir.
All the dates are on there.
Yes, sir.
We'll leave a link in the description. The poster is on the screen as you can see.
Yes, sir.
We're insanely excited. So make sure, just do us one fucking favor if you can.
Please.
Just buy the tickets.
Just buy the tickets.
You guys have been asking us for multiple years to come.
Come to America.
Do a show in America. We're doing 15 shows in America.
Yeah.
So for the love of God, show up.
Buy the tickets.
Buy the tickets, guys.
Because your daddies are coming home.
Gang.
Right, guys. You already know what time it is.
Yeah.
You go straight to it. Question of the week. Best part of your day. And the question of the week this week is, what isn't a body, but is a body?
Let's clarify because
you already know.
Finger at my face.
You already know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yeah. I know what you're going to say. And I'm angry at you.
Why?
Who came up with the question?
Jacob actually came up with the question.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm angry at Jacob then.
It's not a riddle, guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't a riddle. Bagamal was writing water.
Water!
Bagamal was writing nobody. Like,
it's a riddle.
It wasn't a riddle. It was a genuine question. What is a body but isn't a body? When have I ever written a riddle in the dance?
Yeah.
Focus, guys.
Bro, so what?
Focus.
What that means when we ask, what's a body but not a body? If you're about it, you'll know we're talking cheeks.
Yeah, facts.
We're talking pipe.
Yeah.
What's a body? If we're talking body count, people might say, what's your body count?
Mm.
How many people have you clapped?
Mm.
How many people have you, you know, finessed?
Mm.
That's a body.
Mm.
So what things are out there that don't technically count as a body,
but
they're
a
body. They're a body. Cool.
Yeah.
You want to go?
You can go.
Knowing their fast food order by heart.
Fast food order.
Yeah, it's love.
Mm.
When I know to tick no cheese,
yeah,
I'm livid. Because you're my girlfriend.
Because you know her.
Yeah.
I know her.
And I wouldn't dare test that temper.
Yeah.
Even if I want to be nonchalant and tell her, how am I supposed to know you don't like cheese?
That temper.
I don't want to test that temper.
Yeah, those jokes. Right. What isn't a body but is a body? Giggling at another woman's joke. Yeah.
Okay. Right. What's a body but isn't a body? I haven't heard this word since they released it.
Yeah.
using the Memoji to send voice notes like the skank I am.
Skank?
Skank is insane.
You say that all again.
Using the Memoji to send voice notes. Do you know what the Memoji
is? Yeah.
When you got the unicorn there.
Like the skank I am.
No one's ever. Wow. I think my dad sent me that the day after they dropped the feature.
I've never received or sent that.
That's the first and last time I received it.
Wow. All right.
That little monkey thing on there? Yeah, pathetic.
Eye contact lasting over 4 seconds. Mm. Yeah, that's a body.
That's a body.
Yeah.
What's a body but isn't a body? I promise you I didn't write this. When you look at Fuhad and bite your lip.
Hey, yo. Say less.
You took that in your stride. Yeah. I like that. That didn't stifle you at all. Yeah,
cool, calm and collected, man. What is a body but isn't a body? Whispering in their ear in public.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You know what entice do to me? What are you doing?
Are you silly? Come back. Come back.
That doesn't even make sense. Come back. Making eye contact with a guy as you walk past him and then you both simultaneously look back. There isn't a greater feat. There isn't a greater feat than eye contact on the street and then you both look back.
That happened to me once, and that was the day I moved to a chick. I remember I said it on this pod. I never moved to girls.
Ever.
I was walking past. I saw it. I saw the back from the front. So when we crossed paths, I had to look back. And she happened to look back at the same time.
That's just, and then you bopped over.
I bopped over. I didn't even know what I was going to say.
Yeah, I would have been too scared.
I didn't even know what I was going to say. I was like, I have to.
I would have been too scared.
I have to.
I would have been too scared.
Yeah, but it worked.
Damn.
It worked. What is a body but isn't a body? When she gets lifted up by her male friend when they're saying hello.
It's the most disrespectful thing.
That's a body, bro.
Yeah, of course it's a body.
It's a body.
He's had that body.
He's held that body.
He's held that body, given it back, and then taken it again.
Yeah.
Piece of shit,
yeah,
man. Oh, God. Taking her to meet your friend at his house and her Wi-Fi automatically connects.
There's explanations. There needs to be explanations.
That's impossible. Do you know what would be even worse?
What?
If, as opposed to automatically connects, automatically connects is a fucking piss ache.
Yeah.
But it would send, my stress levels would go excelsior. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to comprehend how bad that is.
Yeah.
So I'll probably stay
quite
stagnant. Tepid.
Yeah.
I'll be lukewarm because I can't even think about.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, what that means, because you didn't just come here to fuck.
Excelsior, yeah.
You're hanging around.
Yeah.
What I wouldn't be able to tackle is if she asked for the Wi-Fi and then his name popped up as such and such is sharing the Wi-Fi with you. Because his name is in your contacts.
Yes.
That's history here.
Auto send password thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would, my strain would hit.
Yeah,
20.
50. Yeah, 50. It'll break it. Wow, it'll break the whole thing. It'll pop off your wrist.
Yeah. My wrist would fizzle.
All right, what is a body but isn't a body? I once saw a man lean forward to sniff a girl's hair. So you tell me.
Wow. I don't want to sound like a creep. I used to have a thing with nice smelling hair.
Ah. Yeah, I don't think there's a guy that doesn't.
Yeah, no. But it would be like, it got to a point where it was the first thing I was noticing. And I'm not even talking about like, hug, oh, wow, your hair smells nice. I would see a thing that I found attractive and think, God, your hair looks like it smells nice.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That fresh, curly jawn.
The curls?
Yeah.
The wet look curls?
Yeah.
I know that bitch smells insane.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sickness and health. Right. I'm saying stuff today that doesn't even make sense. All right, next one. What's a body but isn't a body? Having a shared Netflix account.
Okay.
If you've got my password, it's a body, I don't care.
I mean, does she have the password or do you just put the password in so she can watch it? It doesn't sound different, but it's different.
putting the password in on her thing so she could watch it.
Yeah.
And I leave and don't log out.
Yeah.
And then next time I go on my Netflix, it says continue watching and it's like Selling Sunsets or something. Buddy. Cool. If you continued the next day on my account and didn't log yourself out, buddy, you're my girlfriend.
All right, say less. Say less.
You're not watching shit on my shit.
Yeah, fair. All right, say less. All right, what is a body but isn't a body? If she asks him, what color should she do her nails?
Mm.
Yeah. That's my favorite question. That's my favorite question. Because I will sit there and we'll deliberate.
Yeah.
Send me pics.
Yeah, send me tones. Send me the tones.
Send me tones so I know what's right for you. Yeah. I'm all about them things. That's me. That's my favorite thing.
That's my favorite thing. And when she said, you got boyfriend? You tell her yes.
Yeah. He chose the color.
Okay, cool. Last one. Oh, what's a body but isn't a body? Messaging him after his team loses.
Follow up. What is a body but isn't a body? Educating a woman about your football team.
Ooh, yeah, you're taking time.
Yeah.
I'm investing time in you.
Yeah, and she's learning
stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're repeating back what I've said.
Yeah.
And you're asking inquisitive questions.
Yeah.
You're not asking boring questions. Yeah. You're taking what I said, you're learning, and you're saying, but does that mean offside is this?
Come here. Come here.
You want talking. Stop talking, start kissing.
You want some.
Yeah.
Wow. I've got it.
All right, that's me.
I got a couple more. What is a body but isn't a body? Eating off another man's plate. Licking your lips whilst talking to another woman.
Oh dear.
Swaying from side to side when you hug.
Yeah. Side to side is...
That's joy.
Yeah, it's joy.
That's when you, there's no other word but joy.
I've missed you more than words can describe.
Facts.
Yeah.
And that's what that means. Just, yeah.
Yeah, man. Wow, that was wholesome.
That was awesome.
I thought it was just going to be skanky, but it was actually really wholesome.
That was a good thread.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was good thread. I like that one.
Right, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed.
It is another joyous Monday.
Fun day.
You are here with us in the studio, and it's great.
It is. Can't complain. Can't complain.
I can't complain either. Mm. Guys, if you enjoy the show, even a little bit, and you think it's actually, if we're doing up House of Dragon style stuff, if we're doing up Shogun, God, Shogun, wait a week for that is ridiculous. If we're doing up flipping solo leveling week on week, and you think, what I would give and what I would pay to get these man to drop another episode a week so I don't have to wait all week, it's sorted.
It is.
We're 10 steps ahead of you.
We are.
All you need to do is go to patreon.com/shitsandgigs and please donate humbly. £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P.
S&G.
And you'll have 4 years of episodes to binge on there and an extra episode every Thursday. And even if at that point you were like, damn, this is good.
It's not enough.
But I wonder what Fuad looks like standing up. I wonder what Fuad looks like doing cartwheels and stuff. I wonder what it looks like really getting down to the nitty gritty.
The nitty gritty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, we've got you patterned.
We have.
Patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes, sir.
And that is tier two. And that gives you access to the most successful subscription-only show, I'm pretty sure, on the planet.
That's what survey says.
Yeah, we got the numbers back from the Pentagon like on Wednesday. Yeah. And they said, as far as paywall subscription services go, there hasn't been a more successful show than The Lock
Cabin. Have gone clear and it's scary.
Yeah, scary. Like, they said, do you guys have any intention on toppling governments? Because you've got the audience.
You've got the audience, you've got the power.
You've got the influence.
Yeah.
So we just want to make sure you don't want to topple governments. And we were like, it's not immediately on our list. And they were like, we'll take it.
Cool.
Love the show, guys. We'll take it. Love the show, guys. So guys, get involved with the Log Cabin.
Yes, sir.
If you want to see us jump out of airplanes, on the Log Cabin. If you want to see us do sensual art pieces of artwork, the Log Cabin. If you want to see us do hyper competitive games, on the Log Cabin. And if you want to feel like more of the community and meet other people in your community and have us meet you, Log Cabin. So head on over there, get involved today. Without any further ado, I am getting nervous even thinking about it.
We're smiling, but you will figure out why.
Yeah. So it is that time.
Yeah.
It's time for back to school.
With a twist.
With a simple twist. Now, if you follow this show, you will know that typically the format goes as Fuhad is the quiz master. He takes us through back to school, which is questions that are aimed between the age group of 11 and 14.
Yes, sir.
And it is up to us to see who listened in school.
Yes, sir.
And retained said information.
Yes, sir.
Typically, it's yours truly. And sometimes Fuhad gets big for his boots and says, it's actually fucking easy. I actually knew the answer to that. Come on, guys, how could you not get that? Sometimes he can be actually a little bit rude.
It's so degrading.
And demeaning and degrading in the way, and patronizing in the way that he explains why we got things wrong and how we got things wrong. So we all decided, oh, maybe Fuhad should have a go. Mm. And Fuhad did have a go. And frustratingly enough, he won as well. So now your two titans of industry are going head to head. And today we will find out who's the smartest in the room.
We will.
Fuhad or I? Mm. Now, we have to make agreements.
Okay.
About slanderous, grotesque, gloating. I don't want any part of it.
What,
I
know you some post results?
Post results.
I never gloat.
But that's a form of your gloating though. That's your silence is a form of your gloating.
I don't know what you want from me.
I don't know. I'm just delaying.
delaying the inevitable?
I don't like when you just go like, mm-hmm. And then you're just like, bro, next thing, next segment. And then you'll tell me to introduce the next segment and now I'll be angry again.
Let's just see what happens. Mm. Let's just see what happens. So Rem is going to give us the questions and yeah, we're going to go 10 questions. Is that correct? Questions. Key stage 3, and we're going to see who the head honcho is in the S&G classroom.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Back to school. Question 1.
Oh, shit.
It's right in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, go on.
What is a synonym of the word frugal?
Long.
Multiple choice.
Yeah. There's no other choice.
A, I was going to say.
Ridiculous. B, economical. C, enthusiastic. D, routine.
Okay.
Repeat the question, please.
What is a synonym of the word frugal? A, ridiculous. B, economical. C, enthusiastic. D, routine.
Cool.
Locked.
Question 2. What color are the benches in the House of Commons?
No multi.
I've got two colours in my head. What colours have you got?
Shut up.
Mind games. Don't fall for that.
What colour are the benches in a House of Commons? They're not asking you.
Yeah,
they're
not asking children that.
Don't ask.
I'm not mad at you.
I've got no one else to talk to.
Yeah, okay.
Well, talk to each other innit, because.
All right, I've written something. Is what it is, innit? It should be a question that everyone knows. Especially if you pay tax in this country, you should know what's going on in that room.
All right, next.
Locked?
Yeah. Locked, sorry.
Question 3. A bat and a ball cost £1.10. The bat costs £1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Locked.
Say the question again.
A bat and a ball cost £1.10. The bat costs £1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
I'm overthinking it, guys. I'm stressing out. Hang on. I'm overthinking it.
You are. You really are.
How many boroughs are there in London? Is it A, 32, B, 49, C, 50?
Raw.
I was thinking like 7.
I was thinking 8. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Question one more time for me.
How many boroughs are there in London? Is it A, 32, B, 49, C, 50?
Locked.
Cool. Diamonds are made from which element? Silicon, carbon, or hydrogen?
Cool. Locked.
Oh, sorry, locked.
Cool. Question 6. Mm-hmm. How many vowels in the word mischievous?
I think I've got that one right. Okay.
You locked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Question 7. Which was built first? The Empire State Building or the Eiffel Tower?
Locked.
Locked.
Cool. Question number 8. In a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
Read that whole thing again twice.
Yeah, and slow the fuck down.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
In a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake? This is not Key Stage 3.
No, I promise you that's
sure
not.
Sure, we've all.
That's A-level maths.
Right.
Cool, that's what cool. They call it, further maths. Yeah. That's that thing.
Yeah, advanced thing. Yeah. Oh, wait.
I think I know what's happening for his friend.
I feel like I know what's happening.
He wrote 24 and then just realized this is
wrong.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, different thing.
Okay, I've got it.
All right, I think I've
got it. Cool, got it, locked.
Yeah.
Question 9. Which river flows through the Brazilian rainforest?
Oh my God, wait. What's the river called?
It's the question.
I know.
Locked?
Yep.
Cool. Final question. What tree do acorns come from?
This is the hardest 10 questions I've ever heard. What tree?
What tree do acorns come from?
Locked. What a vile 10 questions they were.
Yeah. God forgive me for the answer for number 10.
God forgive me.
All right, ready?
Are we swapping?
Or? Yeah, man, swap boards as we always do. You
I'm
know how we do.
I'm too embarrassed. Yeah. I don't really want that. Yeah. I'm too embarrassed.
Swap.
I'm shy.
Swap.
God. You're going to see some of my ass as a glass.
Yeah.
Right. Let's do this. Just for the.
The thing is, I'm vexed. I think that last one might even be right. And I'm going to be living if it's right. I'm going to be living if it's right.
We got a lot of similar answers.
We do.
Fair.
Yeah.
Like I said before, I read through the questions and I think I said before I would have got about 4.
Yeah.
Now I'm going back. I think I dropped that down to about 3.
Really?
For me personally. Okay. I would have got about 3 in this.
All right.
Okay. We have got a lot of similar answers.
We have a lot of similar answers.
Cool.
A lot.
All right. Question 1. What is a synonym of the word frugal? You had either ridiculous, economical, enthusiastic, or routine. The answer is economical.
Which is the second one?
B.
A, B, C, or
B.
D.
Sorry, B. Economical. Question 2. What color are the benches in the House of Commons? The answer is green.
Well played.
Question 3. A bat and a ball cost £1.10. The bat costs £1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? What did you write for that?
10p.
It's not
incorrect.
What?
Huh?
If it's 10p, then the total amount would be £1.20. The total amount of both of them is £1.10.
Yeah, and you said the bat is £1 more.
£1 more.
What?
If you're thinking of it being exactly £1 more, then you're going to write 10p.
Yeah.
But mathematically, it can't be that, can it?
Fair play.
It can't be 10p mathematically, because if it is 10p and the total cost.
I knew you wrote it down too quick. I knew I was stressed for a reason, and that's why I got it wrong.
The total cost can't be £1.10 if you're saying that the ball is 10p.
Okay.
All right.
Question 4. How many boroughs are there in London? You had A, 32, B, 49, or C, 50. The answer is A, 32.
Well played.
Question 5. Diamonds are made from which element? A, silicon, B, B, carbon. C, hydrogen. The answer is B, carbon. Question 6. How many vowels in the word mischievous? Tell us how you spelled mischievous.
Wrong. Tell me how many vowels.
How did you spell mischievous?
I spelled it M-I-S-C-H-I-E-V-O-S.
O-U-S.
I-E-V-E-O-U-S. Yeah, sorry. So I put 6 vowels.
Correct. The answer is 5 vowels.
Oh, damn.
I put 5 vowels. Just saying.
But you're not willing to share with us how you spell
mischievous? No, I'm not. I got the answer right. Let's assume I spell it right. Let's move on.
Question 7. Which was built first, Empire State Building or the Eiffel Tower? The answer is the Eiffel Tower.
Well played.
Question 8. In a lake, there's a patch Pause. Of lily...
Hold on. On question 8? I got it in the last second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got it in the last second.
Cool.
Yeah. Sorry. Continue.
In a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
47.
Correct.
Gang, we got it right! I was stressed out of my mind. Yeah,
I wrote 24
first.
And
then it landed.
Yeah.
It fucking landed. Yeah, bro.
GG's. Nice.
Nice. We're so smart.
I was not getting that. Question 9. Which river flows through the Brazilian rainforest? What did you write?
I wrote Amazonica, but I think it's Amazon.
What did you write?
Amazon.
It is the Amazon.
Oh, damn.
Gang.
That's close.
Because I thought the Amazon was just the forest. That's why I was stressed.
Mm. Fair.
I wrote Amazonica.
Sorry. I saw Amazonica. I was like, oh, you got it right.
Mm.
Yeah. Unlucky G.
Amazonica. That sounds like Vienna, but it's not quite Vienna. Sorry.
He's throwing shade at you.
Sorry.
At your lowest moment.
He is. I'll take
it. I can't condone stuff like
that. I'll take it. It's fine.
Fair.
Soz. Question 10.
Power's got to
be dead.
I'm just about to say.
You get it now, it's the power.
This is crazy.
You get it.
Fuck.
Soz with 3 Zs. That.
Question 10. What tree do acorns come from? What did we write?
Just say the answer.
Yeah,
what
please.
What did we write?
Just say the answer.
I wrote oak.
And?
I thought it was a little twist. I wrote acorn trees.
What should be an acorn tree?
There's no such thing there. Everyone's laughing.
It's an oak tree, bro.
Is it actually?
Yeah. So, if you want to add up the scores?
James got 9 out of 10.
9?
Yeah, he got the maths question wrong. He put 10p instead of 5p.
Well, you definitely guessed 4.
Pardon?
Question 4.
Yeah, we both guessed 4.
Everyone
the
guessed 4.
The borough thing.
Yeah.
I guessed 4 and I guessed the Eiffel Tower one.
Yeah.
GG.
Oh, and obviously
9.
Guessed. I obviously guessed.
So I got 5 out of 10.
I got 5 out of 10. Yeah.
GGs.
Which ones did I get wrong? I got the first one wrong.
Which was, what was the question?
B was economical.
So I think frugal.
Synonym for frugal.
Yeah.
You wrote D. Obviously you got the 10p wrong together. Mm-hmm. You wrote 6 vowels.
Vowels, not 5. Yeah.
Amazonica.
Living and, about Amazonica.
Acorn tree.
Livid about Amazonica. Wouldn't have made a difference, but yeah.
Wow.
GGs.
GGs.
GGs indeed.
GGs indeed.
I mean, I can be Quizmaster from now on if needed.
It's not needed, but if you wish to
if you
be,
like
then,
to be Quizmaster, you can.
You haven't been yet. So.
Well, yeah, he's been once.
I've been once. Yeah, I did it.
Sorry. Yeah, when we played us three players.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I'm just trying to be fair.
GGs.
Nice.
Those were questions.
They
man.
Were serious questions.
Well played,
serious,
Anna.
Yeah, well played. Well serious played, fucking questions. Okay, guys, it is time, the magical time of the week, where we get a little update from our 12-week SNG Whoop Challenge.
Yes, sir.
What is a whoop? You don't know, but you're here to be humbled and educated.
Mm.
You may look at my wrist and think, is that the new Richard Mille?
Is this the Patek Philippe?
Is that the Jacobs & Co. one of one?
Is that the Audemars Piguet?
Is that the Rolly Green Face?
No.
No, but it's very similar and it benefits you more. This is a Whoop. So a Whoop is a wearable fitness coach and we've been using it for the last God knows how long now.
God knows how long.
To monitor our strain every day, our sleep every day and our recovery every day. Is and there? We opened up a challenge to everyone in the S&G community. There's a few thousand joins in there right now competing on a day-to-day basis to see who can be the best version of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the challenge, we're going to see
snatch, snatch, snatch.
Facts, facts, facts.
And it's as simple as that.
It is.
So guys, this week,
yeah,
we've had a mix up in the tables.
We have.
People listened and they said, I'm tired of hearing the same names every week.
Week in, week out.
So let's go for it. This week, I'll talk about myself.
Okay.
I did what I could with the time that I had.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't judge me. Don't look at me. I did what I did with the time that I had.
Okay.
And I did go hard in the paint in the gym.
Okay.
I went really, really hard and daddy was sore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was worth it.
Good.
And I was happy.
Good.
So granted, yes, my average strain is 7.8 for the week. So sue me, you know? Daddy was also very recovered this week.
Nice.
Which made it harder for me to get my strain up.
Fair.
I'm ranked 1,887th this week. I'm not proud, but hey, we it do
happens.
What we do.
It happens. I went hard in paint as well. I said I was going to go 5 times last week. I went 4 out of 6. So not too bad.
Good.
Not too bad, all in all. I am ranked 237th with a 15.1 strain.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Well done.
I tried.
So strain this week, top shotters. We've got Ruth, number one.
Krista.
Krista, number two. And
Rosha.
Rosha, number three. We've had a mixy mix up. Oh God. So yeah, 3 newbies topping the table this week.
Man.
Very exciting. Then we got to recovery. That's where daddy really came into his swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Daddy got recovered this week. I think I had one bad day. So my average recovery was 74%.
Nice.
And I'm 225th.
My average was 63. I'm at 841st.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. And top three, we've got Felix, well played. Ruth, well played. Jakia, I can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, number three.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, Jack for sure.
Yeah. You know who you are.
Yeah, we can all see the tables.
Yeah.
And then finally,
sleep.
Mm. So again, I did all right. Average of 77% on sleep and 966.
Average of 75%, 1,085.
Damn, okay, yeah. Cool. We've got Josh, number one, Felix, number two, Stephanie, number three.
Yeah, man.
Well played, guys. So we're now in the swing of it, guys. This is where shit gets exciting.
Yes, sir.
So next week, we're going to set a challenge. Number one across strain, number one across recovery, number one across sleep. We're going to send your username off to Whoop and they're going to send you some free goodies.
Yeah.
So look forward to that. I'm also, to make things interesting, I'm going to give Kyle their name as well.
Yep.
Kyle's been in the top 10 since day one for strain.
Facts.
Rebecca is also going to get an honorable mention goodies because she's been in the top 20 since day one. I'm pretty sure she was number one or number one and two for the last 3 weeks in a row.
Yep.
So fair play. Well played, guys. This is getting interesting.
It is.
So if you're thinking it's actually time for me to get off my ass, if you're thinking there for a second, turns out I'm tired of feeling and looking like this.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel all the day.
Yeah.
Same. All the day, all the time.
So.
And it's not pretty to mock yourself in the mirror like that.
No, it just takes hard work to do something about it.
Yeah. It takes grit and determination.
Mm.
And turns out people in our community have grit and determination. So you either subscribe to the community or we're lazy bums.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with being a lazy bum. It's just you're not a lazy bum in our community because we don't stand for lazy bums. Yeah, we don't like lazy bums.
Yeah.
So if you're not a lazy bum, go to join.whoop.com/SNG today. Get a Whoop. It's 30 days risk-free with zero commitment. And being a lazy bum doesn't mean going on marathons every day. It just means taking more accountability for the recovery that you have.
Facts.
More accountability for the sleep that you have. Making sure that you're hydrated. Making sure that you're actually taking the stairs when you can instead of the lift.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's all these tiny little things that make a massive difference, okay? So, join.whoop.com/SNG, guys. Grab your Whoop. 30 days, risk-free, zero commitment. If you don't like it, you will. But if you don't, you can send it back. Cool?
Cool.
Happy?
Happy.
Let's get back to the episode.
Great.
Cool. So, I've got like a couple like recommendations, updates and stuff, right?
Okay.
So, last night, I watched a documentary. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. It's called What Jennifer Did.
Seen it.
Then we can...
We can deliberate. Seen that bitch.
Yeah.
What a liar.
Yeah, what a dirty little liar. For dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Jennifer?
Yeah.
Wow. Stop it. Jennifer Pan, whatever her name is?
Yeah. She is something else.
So basically, this shows a young girl called Jennifer Pan.
I think they're based in Canada.
Yeah, they're based in Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
She's what? Probably 22?
Yeah. 23? Crime rate's low in these jewels as well.
Bro,
crime
rate's low. She lives in a nice, wholesome neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, I fell asleep for like the last 5 minutes. I was tired.
Okay.
But I don't think I missed it much.
Oh, you wouldn't have. As long as you know the crux, you wouldn't have missed much.
So basically, out of nowhere, a random weekday afternoon, she makes a 911 call. She says, fucking help. My mom's downstairs screaming, and I just heard pop, pop.
I'm tied to the banister.
Tied to the banister.
Help me.
Fucking help me.
Come, please.
Please help me. My dad's screaming outside. Help me, help me. I think my mom's been shot.
Yeah.
They said, fuck, we're coming, we're coming, we're coming. So police arrive. Her mom's dead. Her dad's got a bullet in his head. He's barely alive. And she's distraught.
Yeah.
They take her to the police station and they're like, Jennifer, tell us what happened.
Calm down. The floor is yours.
Yeah.
Take your time. Tell us the story.
She said, my mom went line dancing. Mm. She came home around 9:30. Mm. Dad was chilling in the yard. I was chilling in my room and I was on the phone to my friend. I came off the phone. Mom comes home and she's screaming for my dad. Screaming for my dad. Mm. So that got me curious. So I looked outside, my mum's downstairs and there's a black gentleman with a gun pointing at her back.
With dreads.
With dreadlocks.
Yeah.
And she says, sorry, Ram. She comes down, the stereotype's not fair. She comes down with dreadlocks and she says, get him downstairs now. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm.
And then, so he drags my dad downstairs. They three men now drag me downstairs and we're all downstairs scared for fucking everything.
They're like, screaming at the pops, say, you're a liar.
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
Give me your money now. Give me money now. And dad's like, we haven't got anything. We haven't got anything. You're a fucking liar. And then they took me upstairs and they tied me to the banister and they went downstairs, took my mum's purse or whatever. And then all I heard was pop, pop, shot my mum. Then I heard pop, pop. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? So I managed to squiggle my hands free and call the police.
Get the phone, call the police, like, ah,
yeah, yeah, help. Yeah, like that. And the three men ran out the door and they said, oh, it's been too long, it's been too long, we need to leave.
Mm.
So they ran and now my parents are dead and it's all fucked.
Mm.
And they're like, Jesus Christ, that's crazy. So anyway, they don't understand why this happened. They want to look into it.
Yeah.
Police are flabbergasted as how this poor young girl with no criminal record, nothing, could get into such a debacle. So they're like, why would three men pick your house out of anything else? Like, does your dad have gambling debts?
Yeah.
Is your mom a prostitute?
Something.
Like, are you guys laundering money? What's going on?
There has to be red flags somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on? She's like, no, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. And then they do some digging and it turns out she had a 7-year relationship with a drug dealer.
Mm.
So they're like, They pull the drug dealer and ex-boyfriend into the police station.
Interview room.
All I have to say is the only thing this guy was dealing was cough medicine.
Yeah.
He is the softest looking bro you've ever seen.
Yeah.
This guy's shot in ibuprofen.
Yeah. He's not really bad.
He's not about it,
Yeah.
But he says, yeah, we were together for 7 years. We had a great relationship, but her parents were so strict, they wouldn't let us be together.
They never approved because of the job I had.
Yeah,
I worked in a pizzeria.
Yeah, I worked in a pizzeria. They said, you're not fucking with a cook.
Yeah, you're not making it in life.
Yeah, my daughter, you're not fucking with a cook.
Yeah.
So they broke up and that was 2 years ago.
Mm.
So police are like,
interesting.
Obviously suspect number one, you're scorned about the breakup.
Mm.
You hated her parents for making a breakup with you. Tell us you did it. And man's like, big man, I didn't do shit.
Plus, I've got a girl.
I've got a
new Jornino
Me
across the way.
Me and Christine are locked in.
Don't worry about Jennifer.
Jennifer can suck out. But she's homegirl though.
Yeah.
Jennifer's cool. We're cool. But just know, I've got a love at home.
Mm.
And name's Christine.
Mm.
And they said, say less. And he said, just before you let me go, for the last 3 weeks or so, I've been getting like 100 fake calls a day and 100 fake texts a day. Now, the last text I got said, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, pow, pow, pow.
Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
And they were like, pardon? And he said, yeah. Also, Jennifer's been getting the same shit. And they were like,
interesting.
Interesting, because Jennifer didn't mention shit when she was in here the other day. So they pulled Jennifer in and like, what's going on?
Interview number two.
Interview number two, Jennifer. Mm. What's really going on? Because Donnie's saying he's got a new John.
Yeah.
He's also saying that you man have been getting texts and calls and the last one said, bang, bang, bang.
Pow, pow, pow.
didn't a random text from a +44 give you red flags that just said bang, bang, bang? And then a week later, your mum and dad dead? Is this not red flags? Is this not something you would bring up in the interview? And she was like, I didn't think about it. I was distraught.
Flustered.
I'm sorry, I didn't think about it. Cool. So then they bring in one of the experts and like, this bitch is fishy as fuck.
Yeah.
They bring in a lie detector expert. Mm. And he starts, he's talking about, let's start at the beginning.
Beginning, Jennifer.
Talk me about the beginning. So you break up with, what's his name? Tony or some shit.
I don't remember his name.
Let's call him Tony. Mm. You break up with drug dealer Tony. You're angry at your mum and dad, aren't you?
Yeah.
She's like, a little bit, but let's relax. Mm. I see where you're going with this. But let's chill. Relax.
It's my family we're talking about.
And they're like, cool. They were proud of you, right?
Mm.
You were like a pianist all-star, right?
Right.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, right. And they're like, you did good at school, right? She's like, yeah, right. Cuts to another guy who went to a school and was like, let me tell you the facts. For some reason, there's Asians galore in our neighborhood.
Mm.
Asians galore. So straight A's in our school is a minor.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Jennifer was not getting straight A's.
Yeah.
All of our parents want us to be doctors, engineers, editing, lawyers, whatever. Mm. And Jennifer wasn't hacking it.
Mm.
So anyway, she's like, cool. So anyway, we broke up, and it was, and she let it slip. It was a bit techie because they found out about college. And I was like, what do you mean they found out about college? And she's like, basically,
I lied.
I told my mom and dad I went to college to study pharmacy.
Mm.
Turns out I never actually got accepted to college. And they were like, okay, so what? You lied for a month, 2 weeks?
I lied for four years. And created a fake certificate that said I graduated college.
And I was going there every day.
Every single day.
They were dropping me there every day.
Yep.
And then I would just bop around for 8 hours and then they would pick me up.
And I'll bop
every day for 4 years.
Yep.
And the guy said, oh, dearie me, we're dealing with a psychopath.
A pathological liar.
Yeah. Okay, darling. Let's really get down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
So you're a compulsive liar. Mm. That much is true.
That's clear.
Yeah. That's clear. So what else have you lied about, Jenny? And she's like, I don't know what I've lied about. I don't know what you're insinuating. Also, Christine's a bitch and she calls me stupid on Facebook all the time. God, I think she killed my parents. And they're like, chill, bro.
Facts.
And then, needless to say, the story unravels. And then as it goes on and they start talking about Tony, tell us about Tony, drug dealer Tony. And he's like, oh, well, we're cool with this, with that. But, and she'll keep saying, but he's moved on. And they'll be like, well, like it was 2 years ago. Have you not moved on? And she was like, well, yeah, kind of. And like, and Donnie was like, you love Tony, innit? And Jenna was like, Yeah, a little bit still.
Can't help it.
Say less. And they're like, cool. Now we need to do some digging because all I'm hearing is you're a pathological liar. Tony's been get random prank calls for like months.
Mm-hmm.
The last one's the bang, bang, bang.
Pow, pow, pow.
Pow, pow, pow. You keep throwing us at Christine, his new thing. Mm. He wants nothing to do with you. You lied to your parents for 4 years and said that you went to uni when you didn't. Something's not adding up. And all of a sudden, how do we get from there to black guy with dreads in your yard?
Mm.
It's not making sense.
And they also dissected the 911 call down to a T. So the question was, how are you able to call us when you said on the phone, you're tied to a banister and your hands are behind your back? Where is the phone and how are you speaking? Chaos ensued.
I'm not gonna lie though, she battened it.
She battened it well, bro.
Because they made a stand up. This must have been terrifying for her. Yeah. They made a stand up and Donnie was like, cool, just as an experiment, don't get stressed. I'm not accusing you of anything.
Yeah.
Here's a fake phone. I want you to plant it in your waistband where you said your phone was.
Mm.
And I want you to put your hands behind your back and tell me how you reached the phone. Bro, home girl is flexible.
Mm.
She said, say less, hombre.
Yes.
Yeah, reached behind her back and grabbed it and said,
I was like this. She was like, hello. And she flipped it up like this. Like, I was shouting like this.
She was like, well, how could you hear us? She was like, I turned the volume up. Big man. Next question. And I said, say less.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did it well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did it very well. So anyway, we're moving on, moving on, moving on. And they're like, this is not making sense. And just as they tell the story to the point where like, she fucking did it. Mm. They're liars. She's a liar. She did it. She did it. She did it. All of a sudden, they go to the CCTV footage. Mm. There's a security camera on one of the houses across the street. What do we see? Three is coming out the yard. Mm. And they're like, oh, damn.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Spanner in the works.
Yeah.
There was three bears coming out that yard.
Fast forward a couple of days, the Pops wakes up.
Oh, yeah.
The Pops.
Oh, no. You forgot Pops about the Pops
was in a coma.
Yeah,
you forgot about the Pops.
Pops was in a coma.
Pops woke up.
Yeah.
He's got the truth.
Pops woke up and says, keep Jennifer away from me. Keep that bitch away from me. And they said, calm down, sir.
Yeah.
His name's Pan Han.
Yeah.
They said, calm down, Pan. What are you talking about?
He said, find out what Jennifer did.
Yeah.
He screams in hospital bed.
I need to know the truth about what Jennifer did. And they're like, what do you mean what Jennifer did? And he goes, I need my rest. He said, arrest her, I need my rest. Just keep her away from me.
Oh God.
And then, so they're like, what the fuck is Donnie talking about? Mm. And then, yeah, the dad was like, these bears were her friends.
Mm.
She was bopping around regular degular with these men in the yard.
Mm.
And then like, but she said she was tied up to the banister. And he was like, she wasn't tied to shit.
She was walking around with them leisurely.
She was bopping through the yard like she pays rent. Find out. So then turns out, so you know how in England, I'm pretty sure it's in England and I'm pretty sure it's in America as well. In an interview and an interrogation, you can't lie. So you can't falsify. Yeah, yeah, mm. You can't. Falsify, no, if you're a police officer, sorry. Mm. Yeah, yeah, you can't falsify evidence verbally. You obviously can't do that to try and get a confession out of someone.
Yeah.
Turns out in Canada, you can. Mm. As long as it doesn't like divert the course of justice, as long as you're not forcing someone to admit to a crime, like you can lie. So basically, an officer got her in the room and was like, here's the thing.
Mm.
You know satellites? She was like, yeah. And it was like, we have access to satellites and the satellites have like heat signature. So we can go back to that day and that time and pinpoint the closest satellite to your house and just monitor the heat signatures in the house and where they were located in the house. And she was like, okay. And Donnie was like, so yeah. We went back, we saw the heat signatures because at this point, she doesn't know what her dad's just woke up and said.
Mm.
This point, we looked at it and we believe you. We can see your mom's heat signature, your dad's signatures, three other people in there, and we can see your heat signature in there. And she's like, cool, cool, fantastic, fantastic. He's like, only thing is, as the call's happening, you're not upstairs by yourself tied to a banister. You're walking around the house.
Laissez-faire.
So what's that about? She starts stuttering.
Yeah. Holding her stomach.
Holding her stomach. Rocking. And she put her head between her legs. I can't even remember what she said. What did she say at that point? Do you remember?
She whispered something.
She was whispering something. She was whispering
something.
Oh, yeah. She, that's it. That's it. That's it. Yeah. She was like,
it was meant to be
me. It was meant to be me.
It was meant to be me.
And so I said, what? What speak did you up, say? Jennifer. I need it on tape.
She said, it was meant to be me.
And they were like, what are you talking about? Like, they were supposed to come and kill me. And she was like, they were like, what? And he was like, it was all an elaborate scheme to commit suicide. They were supposed to run up in the yard. I gave them VIP access.
VIP yeah, access, yeah.
That's how you know the door was unlocked because I called it VIP. He said, you can check my phone. You're going to see a text that says VIP access.
From homeboy.
From homeboy,
yeah.
Which means come in the yard and kill me. So they were supposed to come and kill me. They run up and they killed my parents. They left me there alive. I want my $2,000 back.
That's two grand.
And that's what happened. And Donnie's like, fair, but none of that makes sense. Why would you pay them money to kill you for them to run up in the house and then murder your parents and leave you alive? Mm. None of that makes any sense, Jennifer. Mm. She was like, I don't know what makes sense or doesn't make sense. All I know is I'm an orphan and I want to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Donnie was like, shut up. So anyway, they poke and prod, poke and prod, poke and prod. Turns out once they start digging up the phone files, Tony, I lied. He's not shot cough medicine. He's a dark motherfucker.
Yeah, he's an orchestrator.
Yeah, he's an orchestrator. So turns out Jennifer was in her mom and dad's will or life insurance policy or whatever. And if they died, she would get half a mil.
Mm.
Tony said, I knew, even though I'm 10 toes for Christine, I know that Jennifer loves me so much that if she got if she got 500K, I can extort at least 40. Or 400, sorry. Yeah. I can at least extort, I can manipulate her and take at least 400. Yeah. I know that for a fact. And I want to build my drug empire. Yeah. As we said, I can just run more drugs.
Yeah.
She'll give me 400, I know she will.
God.
And then so they're going through the text, and then she's like, cool, they've basically got a plan. You're gonna chat to homeboy. Homeboy is just a hired gun.
Mm.
You're gonna chat to homeboy. He's gonna run up in my yard and he's gonna kill my parents. I want my parents dead. I hate that they made us break up. Mm. I want my parents dead. Get homeboy up in here and kill my parents. She's like, he's like, patterned. Don't worry. Then like the day before, she's like, hey baby, I know tomorrow's the day. Can't wait for them to be dead so we can be together. A man scared. FYI, Christine's still bae.
Yeah. She's all, next to me.
After, yeah, she's literally laying on my chest as we speak. After all this murdering stuff is done, don't start calling me bae.
Fact, don't call my phone.
Yeah, don't call my phone
let
anymore.
Let it die down a
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, let the heat die down. I love her. And she's like, but I love you. And he's like, yeah, yeah, I know.
It's a triangle thing.
Yeah, it's a triangle thing. And I feel for you, but Christine's my girl.
Facts.
You're talking crazy stuff now.
Facts.
And she's like, well, if that's how it is, then charge the whole scheme.
Yeah.
So that's a whole scheme. And so it's like, whoa. You said you hated them regardless.
It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. It's Homeboy's coming. And she's like, text him now. I said, don't come. Text him now. I said, don't come.
It's too late.
It's like, shut up and go to bed.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. Chat to him yourself.
It's happening.
So anyway, yeah.
It's what she does. The night of the event, she gets the message from Homeboy. She's like, are we good to go? Green light. She's like, cool. Mum comes back home. Flashback to what James said. Mum comes back home from line dancing. She comes down. Says, oh, wagwan mum. She goes to look as if she's going to lock the door, check that the door's locked, unlocks it, goes upstairs. And then she says, VIP access ready. And then that's how the story unfolds again.
Yeah, bro. They ran up in there and murdered everybody and
yeah, just left.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Good documentary. I remember
seeing it. Juicy.
I've seen parts of it, but I don't remember. I must not have been paying attention fully. I don't remember all the details. I completely forgot about the dad waking up. What happened to him afterwards?
They didn't say.
He put a restraining order on her.
Oh, he put
a pen.
Yeah, by his health, they didn't say anything about it.
And she's apparently at the end of the documentary said she's appealing now.
Oh yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
She's in
yeah.
the appeal process of trying to get out, say like claiming innocent. So when they ran it actually up to trial, so she went through the whole thing and was like, fine, I did it. When it actually came to trial, she was like, not guilty. So now she's still to this day going through some appeal process too.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Mad.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Good show. Good documentary.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I wanted to say, you man seen Invincible? I wanted to bring up last week. I forgot.
That
episode?
Oh, shit.
This is why I said, I was saying to my boy Chiadu that they needed the break. Because what they did in the last four episodes or whatever... Wow, but the last episode, episode 8, I think that's the finale because there wasn't anything last week. Episode 8 was insanity, brother.
That's with the broken arm?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Insanity.
Oh, my God.
What an episode.
What he did to Oliver? This guy's on stuff, bro.
Smoke. He, I had to double check, Sterling K. Brown was the voice actor for the Breda. And for the villain.
Who? Oh, Sterling I recognize the voice. Who is that?
Sterling K. Brown.
I don't know who that is.
Google him. You'll know when you see
You'll
him.
You'll know exactly.
Yeah, I could recognize the voice, so I knew I'd heard the voice before.
He perfect.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He is perfect.
He was perfect.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
Bro.
And then you hear Invincible saying, but I thought he was strong.
He
told me he was strong.
Yeah.
You know next season's gonna
When you hear the words, he told me he was strong, bro. You feel it.
Yeah.
You feel what he's actually just done.
Yeah.
He told me he was strong.
And you understand how arms he can possibly
be. Oh, go, bro. When he said, I'm tired of holding back.
Yeah. I was like, bro.
Yeah.
Two seasons he's been holding back.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Invincible's going to get crazy. But I keep seeing, I'm not spoilers, but I keep seeing like spoiler-esque stuff on TikTok because there people read the comic. The comic's leagues ahead.
Yeah, yeah, because they said season 3 and 4 is already like greenlit.
Yeah. The comic's leagues ahead. So like, I haven't seen what he does, but just people do like ranking systems of like who's the strongest character in Invincible.
Mm.
Mark.
Mm.
Where it's at right now and where the comics are at, Mark's literally the strongest character out of everyone.
Really?
Really.
Interesting
is correct. Yeah.
And the and when the pop said, I miss my wife.
Ooh.
That was a juicy teaser.
It was a juicy teaser.
That was because he's going to come back and do stuff.
Yeah,
to Matt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to come back and do stuff.
He's going to come back to Earth and just pick up where he left off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
Rem, you need.
I've never watched one ep.
Oh my God. You're physically missing a jigsaw piece to your entirety.
Yeah.
You are going to have the best binge session of your entire
life. I'm jealous. What I would give to have not seen a single episode of Invincible and binge watch it up to where it's at now.
Wow.
My goodness.
I'm probably going to watch it again.
I'll happily watch it again. It's fan-fucking-tastic. I think, like, as far as like shit that's coming out, I think it's better than The Boys. In a comparative sense.
Yes. Oh, my comparative question to you is, what's better, this or The Blue-Eyed Samurai?
Oh, Blue Eyed Samurai was fucking amazing.
You speak more highly of this than you did of Blue Eyed Samurai.
Yeah, but Blue Eyed Samurai.
I know. Blue Eyed Samurai, I've seen
was,
that. And
was physically insane.
Yeah.
But the way that your enthusiasm in the way you speak about this.
This is crazy.
This is like, this is, I've never seen any.
To me, this is better.
Yeah.
But Blue Eyed Samurai was episode for episode for episode for
every episode.
Every episode
was good.
Invincible has like downtime.
Okay. Mm, okay.
Invincible has like his own downtime. Mm. So you'll be watching it and it's like, it's fair. They don't waste your time.
Mm.
But it's like, there's just ups and downs. Yeah. Like Blue Eyed Samurai was like, go. But Invincible is like everything I wanted the Justice League to be when I was watching it as a kid.
Mm.
Like you could tell, like whatever they did to make Justice League PG had so much potential, but they would just hold back and it was still amazing. Invincible is just getting rid of all that shit.
Yes, 21 plus, not even 18.
Bro, he told me he was strong. One of the most impactful scenes of meta-human cinema I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
He told me he was strong. Oh my God.
I actually can't believe you've never seen an
episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've spoken about this show plenty of times.
Oh, Rem, you have to. In this one, you get a full scope of everyone.
Yeah.
Like you get like a layered perspective of Omni-Man, a layered perspective of Mark, a layered perspective of Rex.
Yeah.
Bro, when they popped him in his head.
And he said, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Yeah. Yeah,
flipping
it's very
out.
Good.
And what's her face as well? Eve?
Eve, yeah.
Arms, man.
Yeah, really fucking good.
Such a good show.
Really fucking good. Damn.
So this has to be the best show on Amazon. It has to be.
Oh, hands down.
It has to be.
8.7 out of 10 on IMDb. That's high.
And 99% Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Fuck.
Cool, so.
But yeah, that was what I was going to talk about.
Gang. Finally, as far as show recaps go, maths, I have a more nuanced perspective.
Okay. Good.
Bring up the cast now, before I forget.
Yeah.
I have a nuanced perspective now. So obviously, guys, bear with me. I'm still behind.
Yeah.
I know for a fact in last week's episode, my recap literally took like 25 minutes to half an hour. I say this every year. I'm going to try and shorten
it. Down, yeah.
Right, so I'm going to skip through the boring stuff.
Okay.
Mm. So Andrea and what's her name again? Richard and Andrea. Where we're at the minute, still boring.
Okay.
So they love each other. They're giving other people advice on how to make their relationships better. They love each other. The worst thing he did was they did a photo ranking of every year they get all the, there's always like a test, right?
Mm.
And they get, the way some guys still fall for this test is absolutely insane.
It's actually ridiculous.
So they'll get pictures of all the other wives.
Oh, and then rank them.
Rank them from pengiest to most ugly. Yeah. And then where do you put your wife? He put her like third.
So always put your wife first.
Yeah, everyone knows put your wife first. Anyway, Cassandra and Tristan.
Tristan.
Okay, Tristan has insecurity issues.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying
so he used, yeah, I remember Rem touching it last week. He used to be overweight.
Yes.
He can't stand rejection.
Yes.
Because he's like, when I say he's been rejected in his life, bro, he used to say that he used to chirp things, and not only would they say like, nah, but they would like laugh at him.
In his face?
In his face.
That would break my
Yeah,
soul.
And he said it was just, he's just only been friend zoned in his life. Cassandra, his wife, gorgeous, by the way.
Mm.
That picture doesn't do her justice.
No, it doesn't.
Gorgeous.
Mm.
She is down for him.
Nice.
But she's so down for him, but she was saying, I can't handle this pussy old mentality you have yourself.
Yeah.
Because she was like, your self-image, he even said to the experts, like, I hate myself. I hate myself. And she was like, that's all well and good, but like, you're dragging me down when you keep talking about insecurity this, insecurity that, insecurity that. Yeah. And I'm the one who has to keep reminding you, I think you're gorgeous. I think you're lovely. I think you're this. I think you're that.
Draining.
It's exhausting, bro. And it's butters. So they had the sex expert come around. And was like, he was like, oh, I've been asking her, like, do you find me physically attractive? Do you find me physically attractive? And Cassandra was like, it's bro, it's draining when you keep saying that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I get it, I get it. So that she said to her, she said, she asked the expert, asked Cassandra, do you find him attractive?
Yeah.
She started crying and said, in this moment in time, no, I do not. Because I can't find someone who verbally assaults themselves attractive.
Yeah.
It's impossible. So unless he perks up, it's charged.
Were they in the room together or was it separate?
They were in the room together. He was like, he started crying. And he was like, I had no idea I was making her this upset.
Yeah.
No idea whatsoever. So that's them. I'll see how that goes.
Okay.
But they're a good couple. Eden and her, Jayden.
This is the troublemaker, no? Oh, no. The kickboxer. No. That's kickboxer's a loving heart.
Yeah. He's got a past. So, Cam's out, so they did some confession things. So Eden, his wife, her one trauma is that she got cheated on by her ex, and her ex cheated on her with her best friend.
Oh, wow.
So, they're going through confession stuff, and he's like, I have to tell you something and get off my chest.
Jayden's saying this,
and he's like, and it's gonna change the way you look at me as a man. And she was like, Jesus Christ, what is it?
Rough.
Oh, bro, so he said, because when he first signed up, he mentioned that he'd been cheated on in the past. Mm-hmm. So he was like, long story short, my ex was cheating on me religiously, nonstop.
This is Jayden saying
my ex was cheating on me nonstop and it was getting embarrassing. I was having Donnie's come up to me in the streets and I fucked your girl.
Oh.
It was getting too much.
I'd move country.
Oh, bro, it was getting too much and I was losing my head.
Yeah.
So I confronted her, et cetera, and like, big man ting, I said I wanted to work it out. She wanted to work it out, I wanted to work it out. So I said, cool, the only way I can work past this is if I fuck one of your friends while you watch. He said, if you want us to move past this and you're really sorry about what you've done, you're gonna watch me fuck your best friend. And he's like, so I did. And she watched. So his wife was like, you know my trauma is my ex fucking my best friend. And he was like, oh yeah. And she was like, so are you telling me this because you're remorseful, because you regret it? And he was like, nah, I'm just telling you because it happened. I don't regret shit. She was like, big man, you don't regret that. She was like, that's sick in the head.
But would you regret it though?
Yes.
But I'm thinking about the fact that he has been cheated on by his girl, you said, multiple times, and Donnie's are coming up to him saying, oh, by the way, I banged your girl.
Yeah. So basically,
it was revenge for him.
Yeah, it was revenge. So she's saying, she basically asked him like, it's revenge, 100%. So do you regret stooping to that level to commit revenge?
Okay. Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's pointless. Yeah, all of that is pointless.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he was like, nah. So she was saying, what you did is one thing, but the fact that I'm asking you, do you regret revenge fucking to get back at your ex who cheated on you and then continued a relationship with her after? And he was like, yeah, I don't regret it. So he was like, she was like, cool, like, I don't think I can continue this if you don't regret it. And then afterwards they came back, he's like, yeah, I regret it.
Yeah, obviously. I'm not trying to lose my woman.
I regret it.
Yeah.
Anyway, next, Ellie and Ben. So Ben's the one with the fucking podcast with 11 subscribers.
Oh, okay.
She is gullible where I'm at. Gullible. Okay. So her main thing was, I want kids, I want a family, I want kids. So they were ranking order of priorities in life.
Okay.
So they had a whole list of different priorities and they had to rank in order. She had like family and kids number one and two. He had family and kids at like 11 and 12.
Okay.
So she was like, what's going on with this? I need explanations. So he was like, bro, I don't really want kids. Like, I'm 50-50, I don't really give a fuck about kids. She was like, big man, on our wedding day, you told me you want kids. So she went off to the, experts and they said, I don't know, this is on her own, or with the other girls actually, where he wasn't there, was like, I Don't know if he's here for the right reasons. Mm. I know my cousin was grilling him about promoting his podcast or getting a name for himself. And I thought, obviously, that was bullshit. Mm. But the fact that he told me he wanted kids, now he's like, nah, I don't really want kids. And apparently they went out for dinner and he was like, do you think I'm here for the right reasons? And she was like, yeah, I think you're here for the right reasons. And apparently he was like, I think you're here for the right reasons. So she was like, okay, I don't think you're here for the right reasons. Yeah. What's all this mocking stuff? Yeah. Why are you mocking me, bro?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? So anyway, she ran off telling everyone, I actually don't think he's here for the right reasons because he's being a dickhead and he's lying about what he wants with the kids. Yeah. So she, after she's already told everyone, this guy's moving crazy, I don't think he's here for the right reasons. That night, she comes home and he's like, sit down. She's like, what's up? And she was vexed at him, innit? Mm-hmm. She was like, what's up, bro? Like, what the fuck do you want to do? Like, what do you want to say to me?
Yeah.
He's like, so I called my sister today just to check in on her and I spoke to my niece and my niece said something that made me laugh. And it made me realize I do want kids.
Mm.
So she was like, so this whole time you've been saying, I don't want kids. And then you spoke to your niece who you speak to every day and she made you laugh. And now all of a sudden, the day after we had the conversation about me being vexed that you don't want kids, you're now sitting me down to tell me you do want kids. And he's like, yeah. And she, you'd expect her to be like, bore off.
Big yeah. Man.
She was like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I was really worried. I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear you had a change of heart after 24 hours. Gullible. We'll see how that develops. I don't know what's going to happen from there.
Damn.
Next. Oh, Lauren. I don't have much for Lauren. I'll give her authenticity as 10-10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said from day one, she doesn't want a passive man. She wants a man who's argumentative. She wants a man who's passionate. She wants a man to challenge her. Okay. She wants a man to make fun of her. She wants all this. Good God, does she want that? Okay. Because Jonathan, her man, is a lovely guy.
Truly
lovely guy.
And shit, that's not for her.
Bro, she keeps saying, bro, you're chatting like some autopilot robot.
Yeah.
Everything I say to you, you're like, okay, fair enough. I can do that. Or yeah, that's fine. We can do this. She's like, it's fucking boring, big man. Tell me how you feel, bro. But she did one thing that really pissed me off.
What'd she do?
And I don't like it. And he wasn't like, he's not there enough to like get it off his chest and articulate how he feels. So basically, there was one bit where she was like, he basically said, there's a lot of times you make me feel like you give me coldness, like you're cold to me. Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel like you hate me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, big man, this is what I'm talking about. We've been together for 3 fucking weeks. Mm. This is the first fucking time I'm hearing about it.
Mm.
Like, how am I supposed to judge you as a character and how are you supposed to judge me as a character when you feel this way and you're keeping it in your chest for 3 fucking weeks?
Yeah.
And I'm only fucking hearing about it now.
Yeah.
So how am I supposed to work on myself if you're holding it in for 3 weeks? And then he was like, yeah, I guess you're right, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing is that she's not understanding that it obviously takes a lot for him to get that and say that.
Get to that stage. Yeah.
So if this is the first time he said it, you're not making him feel comfortable that he's going to say it next time.
Yeah.
Because he's now saying it and you're cussing him saying, why did it? So now he's thinking, well,
she's going to attract.
Yeah, now it's a hostile environment.
Yeah.
Next time, maybe if we're in a good mood and you do something to annoy me, maybe I don't want to bring it up and ruin the mood. Maybe I want to wait until we're in like a nice calm situation away from, maybe if we're fucking doing up splash time in the pool, maybe I don't want to say, oh, what you said just annoyed me. Maybe I just want to keep the good vibes rolling.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to hold my tongue. So now if I feel like if I don't say it exactly in that moment that you piss me off, that like, I don't feel comfortable to ever say it.
Yeah.
So that pissed me off. Apart from that, she's gone up in my books a little bit only because she's incredibly authentic.
Okay.
All right, next up. Oh, God. Lucinda and...
I can't with that dress, man.
Bro, Lucinda and Timothy.
Yeah.
So, where I'm at right now...
Yeah.
They have an issue with sex.
How so?
So, they haven't had sex. She's desperate for it.
It's been like, what, 3 weeks?
It's been 3 weeks. She's absolutely...
gagging for it.
Gagging. She finds him so attractive. And when I say her eye contact is crazy.
Oh, this is the one that said it's okay and rubbed the...
She's absolutely lovely.
Okay.
She wants to fuck Timothy.
Yeah.
Badly. And he keeps saying, it just takes a lot for me. It takes a lot for me. I'm a slow burner. It needs to grow on me, etc. She's like, I'm patient. It's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So going. And then we get to the commitment ceremony, right? Mm. So... commitment ceremony now. Timothy's chilling there and he's done his piece, etc., etc. I'm a slow burner, yada yada. Experts have been like, fair enough, bro, go sit down, let's work on it.
Yeah.
It comes to Jack and fucking Tory are now on the couch. They're sitting down and basically he does not fancy Tory.
Okay.
Similar situation to Timothy.
Yeah.
He does not fancy his wife.
Mm.
But he's more open about it.
Yeah.
So he's been like, oh, like, she's lovely, she's great, everything. I just don't have that sexual connection with her.
Yeah.
So he's trying to say, slow as well, on the couch, same as Timothy, slow burner, slow yeah. burner, slow burner.
Yep.
So Timothy's, when Jack's saying slow burner, slow burner, Timmy's in there like, scoffing, innit?
Mm.
So the experts turn to Timothy and be like, bro, do you have something to say?
Mm.
He's like, bro, I'm gonna say it how it is, innit? Like, you're talking about slow burn, slow burn, slow burn, but you're talking about I'm a sexual creature,
mm.
yada, yada, yada. Like, I'm not sure. I don't think it's authentic. I just think you're not checking for your wife, big man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm putting my hands up.
Mm, check, that's how
I'm,
I see it.
That's how I'm calling it as I see it.
Yeah.
Bro. And then the old guy, I can't remember what he says. Old
Richard.
Richard, the old guy, jumps in and was like, I thought he was gonna back Timothy up and be like, fair, bro.
Yeah.
I agree with Timothy. He was like, one sec, Timothy, bro. Because when I met you, man, before everyone got married and we were out on the stag do,
yeah.
everyone went around and said, would you fuck your wife on the first night?
Mm.
Jack said he wouldn't.
Mm.
You, big man, said you definitely would.
Mm.
When I say he was like, and his wife was staring daggers at him. He couldn't make eye contact.
Fuck.
And she was like, swear, you told all the man them you'd fuck on the first night. And then you saw me and said, nah, can't do it. Slow burner. Oh, they're in trouble, bro. They're in trouble right now. It's techie.
Yeah.
It's very fucking techie. He's also a fucking troublemaker as well. So I'm at the next dinner party now. I haven't finished it. So he's cooking up some trouble where I'm at right now.
Okay.
He's a little gossip, bro.
Okay.
And he loves to like set off little fireworks everywhere else. But every single time he does, for some reason, it all the bricks fall on him. So I don't know why he keeps doing it. But anyway, it's long. Natalie and Collins.
Yeah.
So Collins is the one I said they're trying to sidetrack him into Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
Bro, this guy is the single worst actor anyone's ever seen. So they've left now.
Both of them.
Both of them are gone. Natalie charged him. So basically, he sat down and was like, yeah, I really, really, really want this to work. And then like, long story short, bro, every time he's like, wow, yeah. So he'll see her and she'd be like, hi, Collins, how are you? And he'd be like, wow, Natalie, fucking amazing to see you, mate. And she's like,
what?
And yeah, and he's like, yeah, you're so just lovely, Natalie. And he's like, cool. And she's like, big man, like, no, they were in the commitment center, like, do you like her?
Yeah.
Like, do you even like her? And he's like, oh my God, I think she is the single most perfect woman I've ever met in my life. And the day before that, they had a dinner party and she was trying to leave.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh my God, like you're leaving. And then, bro, first thing they pulled him backstage and was like, how do you feel like your wife's leaving? And he was like, does that mean I have to leave too? And then they were like, yeah, big man, you have to leave too. And he was like, so do I have to go work tomorrow? And they were like, yeah, bro. Like, you're going to work tomorrow.
Experiment's done.
Yeah, your thing's done. And he was like, my Married at First Sight journey's over.
Oh
my God, I can't believe it. And then the dinner party's still going on, so he can hear him laughing in the back. And he's like, I can hear them laughing back there.
Oh.
Like, I just want to go back there. I just want to go there. And they're like, sorry.
He's just here. He's FOMO's killing him.
Yeah. So anyway, they tried it again. She was like, sorry. Let me just try again. And then within 5 minutes of him I love you, Natalie. Like, you're just the perfect person. She was like, big man, every time you speak, I hear an orchestra. This is the worst Oscar performance I've ever fucking seen, big man. You're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
You're a weirdo, bro.
Oh.
So they left. She was like, fuck this, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, it's tough for Collins. Sada.
Mm-hmm.
And her man, Tim.
Mm-hmm. They look like they bang.
They do. but put some respect on my man Tim.
Yeah.
She's a fucking gaslighter. She's a gaslighter. She's mean, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So he's about it with her. He likes her, likes her. And she's told him, I want a man to take control. I want you to book dates. I want you to do this. I want you to be dominant and take control of like our situation. Mm. And he's like, bet.
Mm.
So 3 weeks in a fucking row, this guy has told her, I've booked us a date for tomorrow.
Mm.
I booked us a date for tomorrow. She's like, oh my God, I literally can't wait. Mm. And he's like, gang, got you, babe. And then everything good, everything pure.
Mm.
That night, she'll decide to go out with the girls, get off her tits, and then the next morning when it's time for date time, she's like, I'm too hungover, I can't go. So, third week in a row, he pulls her up and is like, look. And he's a nice guy, bro. He does not like conflict. Yeah. He can't make eye contact or anything when they're in conflict. He's like, look, yeah, I don't want to be an arsehole here, but I'm like seriously, seriously pissed off that you keep telling me you want me to take control, you want me to do dates. 3 weeks in a row, I've booked us a date.
Yeah.
3 weeks in a row, you've canceled the date last minute because you're fucking hungover.
Mm.
Like, you're mugging me off.
Grow up.
Bro, do you know what she said?
What?
She said, you're just moving mad insecure. Like, I don't know what else I can do. She was like, I'm sorry I missed the date, but like, I can't have a man that's telling me they don't want me to go out with my friends. I need girl time.
That's not what Fam? He said.
When I say his lip was quivering. His lip was quivering.
Yeah, there couldn't be cameras around.
Yeah. His lip was quivering, Fuad. He was like, I physically can't take this bitch. And he was like, and she just kept repeating, gaslighting. And was like, bro, she's just not taking any accountability. And it's turning me off.
Oh.
It's turning me off. She's not taking, I can't stand someone who can't take accountability.
Yeah.
And I was like, facts, Tim.
Yeah.
Tell her to her face, bro.
Yeah.
She's moving mad, bro. Yeah. And he was like, you're just not about it. And the fact that you keep spinning it, making me out to be some insecure little boy is pissing me off.
Mm.
So they've gone to the dinner party. The next episode I'm about to watch, they have an altercation. And he shouts at her, but I'm vexed already because the clip they showed me was that she shouts at him, he shouts back, and then she gaslights him again. She's like, don't you fucking dare shout at me.
Mm.
And then starts crying. Obviously, every single time in the history of maps, every time a girl cries, at least 9 other girls chase her out the room.
Mm-mm.
And it causes such a scene.
Mm.
And no matter what happened,
The girl's right.
It makes the guy look like an arsehole no matter what. Every time it pisses me off, it always happens, bro.
Mm.
She screams in his face and she's like, no, you fucking didn't. And he, oh, bro, he was a man just then.
Yeah.
He goes, yes, I did.
Yeah.
And then like the echo goes,
yeah.
And then everyone's like, fuck. Yeah. All you hear is puddle, puddle, puddle. It's like, yes, I do it. And then she's like, don't shout at me. Walks off. So I need to see what episode happens there. I don't know what they're arguing about for him to do that, but I can tell he's already on the edge.
Yeah, he's losing it.
Yeah, someone needs to put some respect on Tim, bro, because he's a good guy.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
It's pent up anger. It's from the dates.
It's
from the dates.
Resentment.
Yeah,
out of order, bro. I hate what she's doing to him.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Tori and Jack, same thing. Mm. He's telling everyone, she's convinced they're the number one couple, and she's convinced they're about to fuck. He is telling the world, you can't pay me to fuck this girl.
Fuck, man.
She's lovely, you can't pay me to fuck this girl. Fuck. That's all there is for them two. Yeah. Okay, that's it.
That's it.
Cool, man. All right, that's it. So yeah, Maths is cooking.
Say less.
Maths is cooking.
Say less.
Right, who am I to finish up, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Shit. Yes. Right. This who am I, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I was afraid it was too hard. So I test ran it with my brother, who's very good at it.
Mm. Of course.
He said it was too hard.
Oh.
But I think read out loud, it will be easier. We'll see. So what we'll do is we're going back to the old way. I'm gonna go through the whole thing, give you guys an opportunity to guess.
Yep.
And then if needed, I'll go through it again and emphasize the bits needed.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
But this is a difficult one. Right, who am I? So this is from the perspective of the person I am. And the way you're supposed to guess who I am is because I'm talking about my counterpart per se, And by explaining the counterpart, if you can figure out who the counterpart is, you'll figure out who I am. It's Wednesday again. Or is it Friday? I lose track. I wake up every morning expecting a new sensation, but the cycle remains unbroken. We simply rinse and repeat, him and I. It still feels like our first dance, but the song just never ends. I used to hate him. I really did. I never understood why he pursued me so aggressively. What did I ever do to him? I only felt safe within the confines of this hole in the wall I call home. But now I realize safety is a fallacy, and one I no longer wish to subscribe to at that. I need excitement, and he's the only one who gives it to me. I still don't understand his intentions as to why he wants me. Is it for play? Am I his prey? Or am I just invading his personal space? Needless to say, in this game of cat and mouse, I feel useless without him. He's the yin to my yang, the push to my pull. I am nothing without him, and he is the same without me. So because of that, I wake up every day with a spring in my step, and we go again. I let him get a glimpse, and he chases me like a dog on heat. But he's not a dog. I know he's a pussy at heart. I also know if I ever let him get his hands on me, he'll run through me like a tank engine. So for now, I'll keep playing hard to get because I know he loves the chase.
Tom and Jerry.
Oh my God, we'll fucking play, Dennis. Let's
fucking go.
I knew it was Tom and Jerry.
Let's fucking
play.
Go.
Play.
Yeah. Fair play.
Well played. Played.
I was worried about that because like I got it straight away and I was like, someone's going to fucking say it. Okay.
I did notice Tom and Jerry as well.
Fair play. I was thinking too far outside the box. I was thinking the Joker.
Joker.
Yeah. That's like the third time someone said the Joker.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
True.
But yeah, fair play.
Nice. Okay. Is that your first one?
Yeah, that's my first one.
Well played.
What gave it away for you for Tom and Jerry? It's Jerry, but yeah.
The like repetitiveness, like I'll get up and do it again. And like it was the repetitive cycle of it. Mm. That's what I got it. Because I was like, every episode, it's the same thing.
Oh, wow. Well played,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Mm. I'm really happy for you, you know?
Nice.
I'm gassed you got that. What gave it away for you, Rem?
I've just scrubbed my answers up. You said there was yin and yang, spring in the step. You said cat and mouse.
I did.
Actually, as well. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this, like Ellie said, the repetitiveness, the back and forth, the counterpart being Tom, being the pussy at heart, they were always playing hard to get. Like, yeah, there was a lot of... Yeah, I could... Mm. It was screaming, Tom. If you didn't say that, like, literally a second later, yeah. I would have said Tom. Yeah,
fucking play. I'm really happy about that.
That's sick.
Well, yeah, when I said to my bro, he's like, that's too hard. I was like, oh, I can't be bothered to make it easier.
Mm. I didn't think that was hard at all.
All right, gang. No,
that was
well played. That was good.
Cool. Right. Thank you very, 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 very much. We appreciate you. This is a good episode. And as always, love, love, love. Gang.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.